on today's Living in Las Vegas. All right, so you've spent your 3.5 days here in Vegas and you're heading home, and quite frankly, you feel a little sad, melancholy. You miss Las Vegas, and quite frankly, we miss you too. But we're gonna solve that problem. On today's show, we're gonna talk about the top Las Vegas souvenirs. What can you buy and take home with you that will keep that Las Vegas spirit in your heart? Plus, we've got real quick stories, live chat questions, listener email, and of course, have a drink on me. This is a Living in Las Vegas podcast where if you've invested some money in one of those, my folks went to Las Vegas and all I got is this shirt, be sure to invest about $2,000 in little Johnny's therapy, because now he knows you do not love him. Let's get started. It's true. Chica-chica. Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast.
Yeah. I spilled the wine.
Diggity girl. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Son of a brother, Scott.
Mr. Scott Whitney. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. Let's toast them like we were classy people. By the way, we congratulate you.
Because, I don't know, hit my damn thing.
Cussing so early, Scott? Oh, yes.
You only whipped like six times.
We want to congratulate you because you're listening to or watching, get this, the longest running podcast about Las Vegas that actually originates from
Las Vegas.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, these two beautiful men right here, yes, they make me happy. These two guys have lived here for a combined total of 30,000 years, which means we're not only going to cover what it's like to live here. We are made of oil and things like that. This is going to be my show.
I can't reach my drink.
Good Lord, what is happening to us?
There's our picture for next week.
That's right. You know that's going on Facebook. Anyways, we're not going to tell you just what it's like to live here. No. We're all about adventure. Adventure on the Strip. As you could tell, I was on the Strip today. We're going to be on Fremont Street, downtown, other cool places here in the beautiful valley. And by the way, if you're a visitor, if you're a tourist, if you're a fan of Las Vegas, holy camoles, this show is like your own secret handshake to all things cool and groovy here in Las Vegas. Again, as I've said many, many times, we are going to turn you into the pretty girl at the party. Everybody's going to want to talk to you. By the way, we're live every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Pacific time at VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. We would invite you to join us. Be in the live chat. Why? Because your whites will be whiter, your brights will be brighter, and you'll be among the most beautifulest people in the whole entire world. Now, is that a promise? No. Is it a guarantee? No, it's a promise. Wait, hold on. It's a promise, not a guarantee.
Make
Why?
Up your fucking mind.
Well, the lawyer thing kind of scares the hell out of me. I'm just saying that all I've said is I can actually look into the souls of the people who are in the live chat, and they're the prettiest people I have ever seen. By the way, I know what I'm talking about because my name is Scott Whitney. I am your host. I own the Vegas Video Network. I'm an online broadcaster guy. I'm happy to be here. Konnichiwa, buenas noches. How you doing? Hot stuff. But wait, there's more. I don't do this alone, and I don't want to do it alone. Now,
God.
Some people don't want to be here. Let's say, for example, next week. Hold on. Say, for example, this week, next week.
That's me.
But
I want to be here.
Hold on. Let me just introduce the voice that's talking out of the note. But a lot of people know him as RQS. A lot of people know him as Drinky Pants. I know him as the managing partner of KSHP Radio. My God, that title still makes my nipples hard. It's an unbelievable title. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Brett, not Brent, Grant, everybody.
Thank you. Or Grant, which people...
I said Grant.
I know you did. No, I had people at... I sent an email to a client the other day, and they responded back with, thanks, Grant.
You get that a lot.
at the bottom of my email, it says sincerely or thank you, Brett Grant. You're welcome, Johnson.
We should do
anyway,
that.
Yeah.
My name's not Johnson.
Yeah, that
take that. Anyway, how are you, everybody? No, I do want to be here next week, but there's a long-standing tradition on the second Tuesday of December.
You're very important.
That I MC our Rotary annual Christmas party.
I bet you're good at it, too.
Well, it depends on how much I drink. But we do a white elephant gift exchange with about 30 different gifts, and I got to keep track of all 30.
Oh, that's work.
And how many times they've been swapped and stolen, and then make fun of all the gifts, because they're all gag gifts.
I love that. Do you have a limit in how many swaps?
We do. Two.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And usually in our club, people bring lots of booze. So I got to keep track of where the vodka went and where the scotch went and where the wine went and then where the Obama Chia Pet went along
I've
with
seen
the.
That.
Yeah. I feel like my hair is kind of like that. In the last week, I feel like a Chia Pet. My hair is like sprouted. Like
can you
crazy.
Sing the song?
Chia.
Oh, that's so good. I didn't think of that. I had it ready to go. I'm like, he's not going to know this. I'm going to knock out the chia. Oh, that's for no
exactly.
All right.
It's funny because somebody asked me today on the air. I was on my own radio station for a minute. And the guy goes, hey, in 1964, the American League, the National League, the NBA, and the NFL MVPs all wore the same jersey number. Who were they? And I went, ooh, wow. Well, that was 32. Elgin Baylor. Elston Howard, Sandy Koufax, Jim Brown, and let me just throw in the AFL guy for you as well, and we'll throw in...
That was also...
what's his name?
Jordan. Michael Jordan's number.
He was 24. But you were close.
Yeah, well, close. It's a rounding error.
Yeah, 23.
Okay.
MJ was 23.
Hey, good talk.
Reverse it.
Okay, so what are you going to do? Okay.
Kobe Bryant announced his retirement.
The this Black is not a sports Mamba. Show. Do you want to do a sports show?
Well, here's the interesting thing about this. We're talking about numbers.
The Black Mamba? Is that his nickname?
His nickname is the Black Mamba.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He wore two numbers. He wore number 8 for most of his championships and then changed it to number 24. I don't know why. I don't know why. But the interesting thing is, what will the Lakers do? Which number should they retire?
The one that he did the bestest in.
I got to think that's number 8. I would think the same thing.
But that's interesting, though, because the one he's most recently known for would be the last number. Okay, over and under?
Over under number of shots taken by Kobe Bryant, 80 and a half.
Okay, 80 and a half it is. I got so many songs, I don't think we'll do that one.
How was your Thanksgiving?
We'll get to that.
Just say good.
Good.
Thanks.
Warm.
Really?
Warmer than here?
No, it was cold as balls here.
It was 65 to 70 in Effingham.
No
it was
kidding.
47 here.
It was 25 on Monday morning when I walked outside at 5 a.m. to take that my daughter was going back to school. It was 25 degrees. The dog goes, I ain't fucking going outside. What are you, crazy?
You know what I think of that?
Tomahawk said, Tomahawk said, Tomahawk said no.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, that's all bullshit, and I don't like that. Yeah, I'm at Effingham going, kind of balmy.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good. Now I know why I'm here, and there's a couple other reasons that I'll talk about a little bit. All right, so today, we're going to talk about today. Listen. I am a fan of the souvenir.
Okay.
When Melissa and I go on our trips, which we occasionally do, we like to find a special something that we can take back with
us. What's the souvenir from the Effingham?
Just getting the fuck out. All right. The ticket that says you get to leave St. Louis and go back to Las Vegas. I got it. I'm safe. Actually, I put something up on Facebook that would have been the souvenir from Effingham.
Right, I saw that.
With a clip
cool,
on?
Yeah. What a great idea.
Like, you know what? I don't care what I say about Effingham.
I saw that.
It's a pretty cool town.
Yeah.
These guys are professional drinkers. I'm a believer in this. You know, our entertainment center, you know, on the two columns has little things that we've taken, souvenirs we've taken from all the places we've visited. So I'm into it. But look, there's a right way and a wrong way to do souvenirs. And Vegas is the quintessential wrong way to do souvenir places.
Oh,
my, there's so many crappy, what the fuck were you thinking souvenirs?
Oh, that's true. But people are buying them, obviously.
Well, God bless their little not paying attention heart, probably from the Midwest. Look what I've got. But I'm not going to let that happen. I'm not going to let you hurt yourself again.
You know what's the hardest
Put
thing to
down,
find
what?
In souvenir shops? One of those magnets that has the word Brett on it.
Oh, you're going
to
love
me. Oh, they're impossible to find.
You're going to love me.
You got one for me? No, you did not.
You're going to look at me and go, that guy's a motherfucker. Shut your mouth. Just talking about Scott.
Very hard to find.
Okay, so let's start. So there's a right way and wrong way. Let's first of all talk about what not to buy. Here's what you don't want to do. And I'm going to tell you what it's all about. Okay, first of all, the souvenir T-shirt. Now, by the way,
I love pot.
I did all of this, all of these.
These are stealth.
These pictures, I mean, you have no idea. So I walked into that place, and there's signs everywhere. No photos, no photos. I'm like, and I shot the thing in the front, right? And I'm like, I look like an idiot.
Right.
Yeah, no, 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 but I did a big circle.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'm sitting in the parking lot going, hi, how you doing? People were like, what is that guy doing? Anyways, all right, so no T-shirts. Here's why. All the T-shirts that you can buy in Las Vegas, and I mean every single one of them, are crap.
Right.
Meaning they'll shrink. Now, I get the whole
bad
T-shirt
quality
idea. As a matter of fact, when I was in Maui a couple months ago, I bought two T-shirts. Same shirt, actually. I really liked it. I'm like, oh, that's a sharp shirt right there. That looks very good on me. It's dark, and I'm having it. So I got it. I'm like, this is pretty good. I'm going to wear it when I get back home. I washed it once. It became a little girl's shirt.
Right.
Can't wear it anymore. And that's what happens to all these damn shirts there. So do not buy a T-shirt.
Or buy a double size, extra size. If you're a large, right, buy an extra large.
But then when you wear it, when you're walking around Las Vegas, you look like an idiot.
Well, you don't wear it when you're in Las Vegas.
Well, people do. I did. In Maui.
Only if you puked on all your other stuff, I guess. I don't know.
That's hurtful. I actually didn't.
That's where you're pimping. You know, if you're out of town, you should be pimping your hometown. And then when you're coming back here, you say, yes, right, motherfucker, I was in Hawaii. Take that. I got your Maui Wowie right here. Yeah. I got my Sammy Hagar shirt, and I got my, what's the one I got from Hawaii? I can't remember. I got a couple of them, but right, same kind of thing.
All right, regardless of what he says, let me check. No, too dark. Fuck it.
Oh, man. But I'm so darn handsome. I'm dark and handsome. Now I'm tall, dark, and white again.
All right, so here we go. Okay, so no shirts. Just don't do the shirts. Just go with me. Now, clearly, when you think of Las Vegas, you think of drinking.
Okay.
Shocking that you might think that.
I would think gambling first, but okay.
Fair enough. But I bet you there's more drinking. Actually, I know. There's more drinking than there is gambling.
Yeah.
Without question.
Okay.
Okay, so what are you thinking? Oh, I'm going to do this. A flask.
Oh, a flask. I like that idea.
Yeah, guess what?
Don't
fucking do it.
Not good enough?
Here's why.
Poor quality?
Here's the problem with flasks.
I'm trying to guess.
I'm going
to
tell you, flasks feel like they're very cool. But when you take a flask anywhere, it's the opposite of cool. What it really is, it's creepy. And I know this from
firsthand
experience. Yeah, so look, here's the deal. So I got a flask for Christmas a couple years ago. Really nice, you know, leather with the logo. I mean, with
right, right.
It's very, very nice. And I'm like, yeah, I got a motherfucking flask. I'm going. So where did I want to take my flask to?
Work.
Well, the greatest place in the world. Work. No, I can drink there all the time. I mean, I can't tell you how many
the
shots
movies
were done.
Where are you going to take your flask?
Disneyland.
Disneyland.
So I'm like, okay, I'm taking my flask to Disneyland. I've got some Honey Jack. Let's go. So I'm there. I've got my Honey Jack. And that flask with that Honey Jack is still sitting out on my bar because I couldn't do it. I can't bring a flask of Disneyland. That's the antithesis of Disneyland. Can you see me? It's a small world. Can't do it. Flasks are creepy.
Chicken shit.
They're just creepy. There's nowhere you can take a flask out and somebody doesn't go, that guy's a fucking drunk.
Well, that's probably true.
Can't do it. So yeah, you can't do a flask.
I'll take an iced tea, please.
Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'll get one of those yard drinks.
Yeah, lots of those around. I don't like those.
You can actually buy these in stores.
What's the one on the left? Is that like a...
It's like a champagne magnum thing.
Okay.
Here's why those are no good. There's only one place in the world where you can drink those. And that's here. If I walk with one of those and say, oh, I don't know, Effingham, they'd kick the shit out of me. Hey, boy. What are you doing with the big bottle? I'm a done. So you can't do any of that. So you're like, oh, Scott, I can't celebrate the fact that I had a couple drinks with my friends in Las Vegas. Oh, of course you can. You're talking to me.
Right, right.
I'm going to find something for you. I care.
Okay.
And here's what it is.
What'd you find us?
Clearly, I'm a fan of the shot glass.
Correct.
I've had shot glasses made for my property here, but how about that?
Oh, look at that.
That's
he found one that's
right.
It's even spelled properly.
That's right.
That's awesome.
You must get a shot glass that has your name on it. Not somebody's name,
actually
your
found
name.
One with Brett on it.
See?
And you didn't buy it?
I did not buy it. There's about 50 of them.
All right, so I'll go down there
tomorrow. If you need one,
I know where to go. We have those shot glasses for Melissa and myself. This is the greatest shot glass ever invented in Las Vegas. They're inexpensive. They've got your name on it. They have, it's like a whole island of these things.
Right.
There must have been 100 names.
And how much are they?
Oh, I don't know. A couple bucks. Fuck, I don't know. Doesn't matter. If they're okay. 10 bucks, buy it. Because you will have that forever. And then when are you going to use that? When you're in your home in an environment that allows for drinking.
Oh, I'd probably never use it. I'd probably put it on a...
Fair enough.
A souvenir rack.
And we have it up on our bar. But nonetheless,
right.
If I didn't have... Currently, I have a count of 200 shot glasses in my house.
I'm sure you do.
But if I didn't have 200 shot glasses, I could pull out my Scott Vegas shot glass and go...
I probably have 200 baseball hats, but that's beside the point.
Yeah. See, so there you go. Shot glass.
That's what I get. I get baseball hats.
Fair enough. That's your drinking thing.
That wouldn't be a bad gift because it is sunny and warm in Vegas, so getting a hat wouldn't be a bad idea if you find one you like.
Yeah, I'm okay with a hat. Yeah. Or a visor. I'm a big fan of visors.
Okay, because you got the spunky hair.
Yeah, I'm right.
You got the spiky hair.
I get spiky hair. Okay, yeah. So we're done with the booze. Let's move forward.
Shocking.
One of my favorite things
is drinking.
One of my second favorite things. You're going to be down on Fremont Street. I say buy one of these.
That is rather schnifty.
Look at that. Somebody, a human, made that in real time right in front of me. Now, this is one of the Fremont Street spray paint artist things. I love this. The guy is nice. He's trying to make a full-time living doing this. Now, look. This is on the same level as... You're Black Velvet Elvis. I get it. You're not going to put this in the Whitney Museum, for example. But this man cave?
Sure.
Please.
Good idea.
Man cave. This is awesome. So you get one of these. All your friends are going to go, what's that all about? And then you get to tell. The other reason why you get souvenirs is to tell the story behind the souvenir.
That's true.
Right?
So you want to get some interest from somebody to say, oh, that's cool. Where'd you get that?
Where'd you get that? And now I get to tell the story of my trip down Fremont Street.
And you were tripping down Fremont Street.
Who can't do 15, 20 minutes on, here's what I saw at Fremont Street. It's awesome.
Aye.
And it all happens because you got a spray paint art thing. Okay, next. One of my favorite gifts, by the way, buy lots of these because if you give these out as gifts, like, by the way, Christmas is coming. Get these for Christmas because people love them. Oh. One of my favorite gifts. We have these in our house. We have given these ways as gifts. Get these. These are the playing cards that come from the actual casinos.
Correct.
This is a terrific gift. Now, the only thing that's negative about it, and you can't see them in these shots, by the way, when I took this shot, I'm like, anybody watching? I stacked these guys up in a row, and I'm taking a picture, and another guy's like, what's that guy doing over there? Nothing. Don't pay attention to me. The only negative thing about these cards is they chop off the corner of them to make sure that they know that they've been used and are not, you know, official cards. So it's kind of a drag. It's really a drag if you're trying to do magic tricks with them. But other than that, I promise you...
They're in good shape, though.
They're in very good shape. And I promise you, if you pull these things out just to play cards, play poker with your friends or whatever, they're going to be like, oh, man, how cool is that? And you look like you're an insider. That's what happens with
but
these
But you probably
cards.
Don't want to get the Palace Station cards.
Did I have a Palace Station card?
Underneath there, I think, Aaron.
Oh, yeah, I did.
So you want to get the nice hotels.
Yeah, you know, so I put up what I put up. Yeah. TI and Rio and the Cosmo. And basically every casino have these cards. That again, at that place, and this is in the place in the corner of Sahara and Vegas.
It's the world's largest souvenir shop.
By the way, you know
Which
how many?
Which probably isn't, but that's
You know what? That's It's not just one store.
Well, it's several, yeah.
It's like 1, 2, 3, 4 stores there. Mm-hmm. I always thought it was just one big giant store.
Right, yeah.
It's not. Get the cards.
What are we drinking tonight, anyway?
Oh, yeah, we're drinking a little Chianti.
Oh.
I felt Italian.
All right, 2015.
Oh, boy, that was French. Sorry.
That was the Pepe Le Pew.
All right. So you've got your spray paint thing. You've got your casino cards. Now it's time to play... A little game.
All right.
Oh, how about this? Something new. Monopoly, the Las Vegas version. Oh, that's so
what's Park Place and Boardwalk?
I don't know. Probably Bellagio.
Or Broadway, I mean.
Let's go Bellagio and...
Could it be Las Vegas Boulevard?
Caesar.
And are the hotels?
Are you seriously? You know, I took a picture of the backside But it was not a good picture.
Okay.
Again, remember, I'm doing this in stealth mode. I didn't want to be arrested by these people. And they're hard people there. You don't want to anger them. They're hard.
They're immigrants.
They're hard people. They're just hard. I wouldn't call them immigrants, although they may have been. How fun is this? You've got your cards out. Let's play a little Monopoly. Okay, fine. Oh, is this the Vegas Monopoly? I've never seen this before. Where did you get it? Story.
Vegas.
And then as you're playing along, do you have stories for all these properties?
Good idea. Good thinking.
So
you are doing some thinking
today. I'm telling you, this is not, here's my...
Koval in Paradise.
Here's my bottle opener. No. This is storytelling world.
Yeah.
I'm helping you become the cool guy at your party. That's all I care about.
Yeah, I would think J Street is not very valuable in the Vegas Monopoly. Unless
J
you're looking
Street.
For hookers.
Or K. Yeah. You've been on K Street?
Yeah. Well,
and Martin Luther King?
It's not very far from the transmitter site. So, yes, I've been in that neck of the woods, that way of the neck. Because the transmitter site is located over off of Martin Luther King and north of Lake Mead.
Oh,
between Lake Mead and Cheyenne. Cary,
okay, right. Oh, yeah.
It's actually on Radio Court.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh,
we had
cool.
to rename. We had to build the road. We had to build the street. So, what do you guys want
to
call it?
You had to build it?
Yeah, we had to build the whole damn
chicken
badooey.
Really?
Yeah.
So you got to call it Radio Court. You didn't call
Radio
it
Court.
Brett's Kingdom.
No, I think
place.
We did that.
I said, hey, I got an idea. Radio Court, good one.
Yeah.
Better one.
Have I ever told you the story of the cop who wasn't going to let me in my own property?
You did, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great story.
I think we should call it Brett's Palace Drive.
Yeah.
Anybody?
If you're tooling up Martin Luther King right next to the Greater Most High Church of God in Christ, which is the longest name in history, by the way, you're all on, it's all you, all day here today.
Well, why didn't you say something?
Because I don't know what the hell you're doing over here.
Yeah.
And then you go right by that on your left-hand side, you'll see Radio Court. You could miss it. It's pretty much landscaping and nothing. But
well,
if you see the tower.
It's not meant for people anyways.
Well, we just sold the property around it.
It's not meant for people. It's meant for broadcasters.
Right. We got 3 acres tucked in the back.
We've got a live chat comment that says, Carl Ferris, who's the sax guy at Fremont Street Experience, his CDs might be a play in this. And you know what I say to that?
Is he a sponsor?
Yeah, no. Here's what I say to that. Actually, we had him on FSC Live. He's a nice guy. And he's out there hustling. And listen, he's playing. He's basically doing a 4 or 5 hour gig solo. That's a lot of work. And he's got good stuff. I mean, it's you know what it is? It's the Kenny G kind of smooth jazz thing. So I'm not a huge fan of that. That is to say, I don't like it, but a lot of people do.
If he has an audience for it, that's all that matters.
Yeah, he creates a big crowd. He's one of the few people who Fremont Street Experience actually hires to be there. As a matter of fact, the painter guys, the painter artists,
right.
Spray paint, are also hired by Fremont Street. So the painter guys, Carl Ferris, those people are paid by Fremont Street to be there, and that means that they're they're somebody that those guys are proud of.
Well, you mentioned that particular souvenir shop you're talking about, but if you're really looking for some unique stuff, and I know you've been there before, the Gambler's Bookstore, right on Main Street,
and I was
you can
go
get
there.
A lot of that kind of stuff.
No and question.
I mean, the selection of books about Las Vegas are great,
you know what?
Gifty ideas that you would never think of before.
You are absolutely right. So I didn't have time, but I was going to go down there. And one of my selections, and I had a picture up on a couple episodes or several episodes ago, was the bookshelf that they had there.
Yeah, it's monstrous.
You know, get a book on either the mob or on how to win at poker. There's about 1,000 of those books there. Plus, you can also, if you want to go big, you can buy, an actual blackjack table from Rio or whatever.
Right. I mean, or a slot machine or that kind of stuff.
Well, I don't think you can buy a slot machine. I've never seen a slot machine.
Well, I have a friend of mine who actually refurbishes old slot machines. That's what he does for a living. So they sell them.
Really?
Yeah, you can do it.
So I know, for instance, I know somebody who works for a major gaming concern here.
Yeah.
Can't get a slot machine from him.
No.
Can't do it. Hmm. They don't do that. Super controlled. Super controlled.
Well, I guess there's probably some. Maybe these are the
So maybe old wheelie.
Maybe after a certain kind of time frame.
Going out and buying one, pretty rough. And also, like, for instance, poker chips. I think poker chips are kind of cool. I mean, clearly one of the greatest souvenirs is get a $1 poker chip from wherever you stayed and just keep it, and put it up somewhere.
My former boss, no longer, on his desk, around his desk, he had chips from every casino.
Oh, I like that.
Some were $5, some were $1.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, well, you got about $250. I'm going to rob you. But he'd have them from all the hotels that he had been gambling in. And usually it was a dollar. Would not a, you know, unless they had the dollar chips were an actual coin, then he wouldn't have those.
Right.
So he wanted the actual chip.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Sometimes he had a $5 chip.
Yeah, I love that.
For those.
Same thing with the cards. So I like the idea of taking, you know, all your room key cards as time goes on and putting those all up. I've been wanting to do that with all of our vacations.
Those all come in handy for if you want to go and sneak into a pool somewhere. So hang on, if you do a staycation, keep your keys, because then you could also get into valet.
It's
and you can get into valet, and you can also get into
really good idea.
Into the pools. All you do is show your key.
I never even thought about
here's
that.
Here's my key. Are you staying at the hotel? Yes, I am. Oh, by the way, that's our key from 2013. That's okay.
I'm a platinum member.
I still got it.
I still live here. I've been living here. I'm like Howard. I'm your Howard Hughes. You probably didn't know this, but I've been living at the penthouse for three and a half years.
That's stuff to consider.
That's good. It sounds like we're telling people how to cheat, which is not what we're doing. Here's my second favorite thing to get. That's a Vegas-y thing, and that is this Las Vegas sign. I've always liked this thing. I think it's funny. I think it's cute. Again, it's not lit up in this picture. It normally lights up and looks good. Again, I had to stealthily take this picture.
What's funny about it? Because it lights up, you mean?
It's funny. It's just funny that I've got a little Las Vegas sign.
Oh, I see.
It's pretty neat. I like that idea. So you put it in your man cave, and I've always thought that this was a really cool thing. It's about $45. So is it the cheapest thing? No. But if you've got a place for it, that's pretty cool. Now, what's my number one Vegas thing? Again, here's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make you an insider.
Yeah.
I'm saying, look, this guy is not your regular old touristy guy. No. He knows shit. Oh, that's right. The number one souvenir that I would recommend is this.
The Vegas Video Network.
That's advisor. Right. Because look, here's what happens.
That's going to get a story.
You wear this, people are like, Vegas Video Network, how do you know about that? Oh, have I got a story for you?
I don't just know about it. I know the guys that know the thing.
I'm friends with them. They've spoken to me. I've drank with them. Seriously. Now, they were drinking in the show, and I was drinking while watching them. But
I had a drink with Scott.
But that was, that's, so
did
this.
Did I win Haddam last week? I'm having a drink with Scott.
There you go. So that's my number one souvenir for all of Las Vegas.
Where's my fava beans?
Where's your what?
Well, you gave me a nice Chianti. I just need some fava beans.
You're making stuff up. All right. Here's what we're going to do now.
Clarice.
We're going to take, what?
You know the movie I'm talking about?
No, I do.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
You know. Creepiest movie ever.
Yeah, very much.
It will put the lotion on and it, what the fuck? Yeah, that guy couldn't get a job after that movie.
Buffalo Bill guy?
Yeah, for about 10 years. But now he's playing a cop. He plays a cop all the time now.
Right.
Like a detective. I forget the guy's name. He gained a lot of weight. Probably gained 70 pounds.
Oh.
And he's playing a cop all over the place now. And every time I see him, I'm like, you're fucking Buffalo Bill, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing the fucking lotion. I'm not doing it.
But Sir Anthony Hopkins, he got tons of work after that.
Yeah, because he was, so here's the problem. He was
he's so good creepy.
Oh, no. So it's interesting. So yeah. He was entertaining creepy, whereas Buffalo Bill was just fucking creepy.
You're right.
It's the same thing. Did you ever see that movie, Helter Skelter?
I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Yeah. Did you ever see Helter Skelter?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So the guy who played Charles Manson, you ever seen him again?
No.
No. Because he was
too good.
Fucking Charles Manson.
Helter Skelter.
Yeah. I still remember. You can't. They're like, you know, we're gonna put you to death, and you can't kill me. I'm already dead. Fuck! That is a problem, man.
That's not good.
That is an absolute problem.
Hey.
You know what I miss? I miss hearing from the people, ladies and gentlemen.
We're not doing this right now. The first time in 6 months, David. I thought maybe that segment had died when the TriCaster died or something.
Oh, no.
I'm sure the people who wrote their emails back in April are finally glad they caught the show in December. Look how many you have.
I know. I kept looking at this one going, all right, enough is enough.
Right.
Give the people what they want. And so listener email. You send an email to onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com.
And six months later, we'll answer it.
I didn't say it was going to happen quick, but part of the reason it takes so long, research.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't read any of them yet, so my research is going to be a little light.
There's a good chance I made that up. Okay. So I read the guys. Brett reads the girls. We haven't got a lot of girls, so we're just going to go back and forth on this, all right?
Okay.
We will begin with John. John Herman, who is a Have a Drink on Me winner. Good man. Hi, Scott. Why wouldn't he say Brett?
I don't know.
Well, John's going to get
it. Already pissed.
John's going to get a demerit. Okay. Here's what he says. You mentioned two microbreweries in downtown Vegas in the Oktoberfest show. That was about 5 years ago. I'm sorry for not getting it right now. Okay. Banger Brewery is excellent, which we did not talk about. Even the beers that I personally don't like are well executed. I appreciate the way he used it. Also, 777 at Main Street Station is also very good. Plus the fact that you're getting a microbrew beer while gambling.
It's called the 777 Brew Pub.
777 Brew Pub. Okay, very good.
Yeah, just so you know.
But just so, in his opinion, it's definitely Bangers is greater than 777. Also, Oktoberfest is traditionally in September. Did you know that?
I do know.
I know. Okay. I'm not sure why they call it Oktoberfest if it starts in September. I do know that it was a celebration of some German prince dude marrying a German princess chick.
Oh.
Right?
Isn't that intriguing?
I suppose. Hold on, let me read this before I read it. No, I'm not reading it. It's pretty funny, though, but I can't read it. I'll let you see it because it's fucking hysterical.
Okay.
Finally, the only person who thinks Brett looks like Jimmy Kimmel is Stevie Wonder. Somebody said.
No, I said that because back when I had hair, first of all, I got that from people saying that I look like. I didn't say I look like him.
Somebody did. No, somebody said you sounded like. No, wait. Somebody said you sounded like the dude who owns the Dallas Mavericks now. Remember that?
Mark Cuban.
Yeah, somebody said, oh, you sound like Mark Cuban. I'm like, okay, very good. Okay. That's John in New York City. Thank you, John, for that. Next up, we've got Gary. And Gary says,
hi, Brett. Notice he didn't say hi, Scott. No kidding.
Gary's a douchebag.
He says, for Scott and Brett. Longtime viewer on the Roku and first-time emailer. This is back in October. A good trivia question to incorporate into a contest or general discussion is as follows.
Okay.
Vegas dimmed its strip lights for 10 events. Can you name them?
Yes.
Okay, go.
I'm sorry, time's up.
Okay, the passing of Elvis, JFK, Sammy Davis, Dean Martin, George Burns, Frank Sinatra, Ronald Reagan, and Jerry Tarkanian, which just happened. Nice also for 9/11 and Earth Hour in 2009. What the hell was Earth Hour?
I'm sorry, that's not the right answer.
Yeah.
What the hell was Earth Hour is not the right answer.
Okay. Also a non-related to Vegas trivia, but one of my favorites is what rock group consisted of four members, one of which was shot to death and appeared in a movie with Cary Grant.
Jesus criminy, I have no idea.
It's a rock group I've never heard of before.
Who is it?
Mount Rushmore.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Tomahawk said no.
This is from Gary in Peoria, Arizona, not Illinois, Brett. I know Peoria, Arizona. It's a suburb of the Phoenix.
Thank you, Gary.
Yes. Home of the San Diego Padres AAA facility in Peoria.
Next up,
Bell Road. Take that. I know Peoria well, like the back of my.
To prove that we are also reading, I have one, by the way, from August.
Wow. Let's read it.
Well, it's coming
up. It's got cobwebs on it.
It's coming up next. It's actually been on. I got notes on here from previous shows. It's pretty neat. All right. But this one's from November.
No, it's too recent.
You know, Stephen wants to know. Stephen Rhodes asks, Brett mentioned in your last show about waiting for the gout to arrive. Always have one tip for gout sufferers, of which he is one. Apple cider vinegar with mother. Now, I don't know. It just says apple cider vinegar with mother.
Yeah, I have to drink it with his mother?
Ring. Hello, who is it? Yeah, I'm looking for Steve's mom. This is Steve's mom.
Can we have a drink together on the phone? I'm drinking apple cider vinegar. Why, and I'm told I have to drink it with you.
Why are you doing that? Well, Steve asked me to drink with you. Yeah. Steve's not well.
Yeah.
Steve's not allowed to be out anymore, actually. He's in a little home now. Okay. Not sure if you've tried it before, but give it a Google. Take a look. Okay. It's the first thing I buy when land in Vegas. So the first thing he buys is apple cider vinegar. He doesn't travel in a bottle. Okay,
says,
awesome show, guys.
Bragg's Unfiltered from Mike Q.
Look at that. Okay, here we go.
I usually just bring my allopurinol.
We'll have this is the one that's been from August 8th, 2015. I've been sitting on this for a very long time. Roland Ruth, your spotlight is on you. Go, baby, go.
I think the dog ate the homework.
Yeah, I know. You should show that. Yeah, right.
What happened right here? What happened there? Roland. He says, why did it take you so long to read my email? I wonder if Roland is so mad at you that he stopped listening to the show or watching the show so long ago. I
haven't heard much from Roland lately.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Roland's an old Navy guy, so you pissed off a veteran, by the
way.
That's
what I need to do.
I loved your reference to rubbing your face in a fat guy's stomach.
Yeah.
This is done when you cross the equator for the first time and is either called crossing the equator ceremony or crossing the line ceremony. Regardless of what it is called, it's a fun time. When I did it, we had to actually kiss a big guy's belly or a guy's big belly. Like you mentioned, that was all greased up and nasty.
Yeah.
It so happened that it was one of my good friends on the ship, and I tried to bite his belly instead of kiss it. Good Lord. He had gone way too much on the grease, and I couldn't bite it. Bummer. Also, is it possible to donate to Brett's Rotary Club Santa Claus?
Nice.
I think that's the name. Ironically, today is Tuesday, December the 1st, right?
Yes.
Santa Claus is Thursday.
Oh, what does that mean?
It's coming up on Thursday.
And what happens there?
That's where several hundred kids, at-risk kids, are put up on buses, and they're brought to the local malls, JCPenney stores around the Las Vegas Valley, and they get to shop for Christmas.
We went to,
and I'm actually going to be out of town. I'm going
to
miss it.
We went to a thing.
I'm leaving the Vegas.
We went to a charity event a couple weekends ago. I think it's the Junior League, but I'm not sure if it's the Junior League or something associated with that. And they have a place on either Charleston or Sahara. And wow. Yeah. They've got this huge area for just that thing. They bring busload of kids in. Yep. It's all new clothes. You know, and they said it's heartbreaking, but it's also pretty cool.
Well, the cool thing about the Santa Claus that we do is the kids get to go shopping for themselves.
Yeah.
And they always want to try and get stuff for their sister or their mom or their brother. They're not allowed, which is cool, but they're not allowed to. The main purpose is, like, you take a day like today or the type of weather you've had the last week or so in Vegas.
Right.
And we get together with these kids at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And they're wearing a T-shirt.
Yeah.
They don't have a jacket. They don't have a coat.
Right.
So you're getting them a coat. You're getting them
shoes.
Socks, shoes, underwear.
Yeah.
You're not really buying them stuff that they want. You're buying them stuff they need that they don't have.
Yeah.
And literally a pair of shoes is one of the first things on the list. Socks, warm clothes.
God bless people who are doing that stuff. It's pretty impressive.
Yep.
Okay, next up, we've got Jake, who goes by 303HDV. All right. By the way, this is also from November.
Oh, it's way too current.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, here's what Jake says. This is Jake from Denver, a new fan of the show.
Yay, Jake.
All right. I wanted to request a beer that has brought me many a good time over the last 15 years. You guys have about 25 years on me.
Oh,
as I was uncalled for. So I'm probably not telling you shit here, but who knows? I would like to request that you drink some Moosehead Lager.
I like the Moosehead.
Before and during the show, possibly after the show, or just in your free time. Apparently, he's the director of sales for
Moosehead.
Moosehead Lager. All right.
I got a better idea. What was his name again?
His name is Jake.
Hey, Jake, you're a fan of the show? Send us some fucking beer. All right, and we'll drink your beer.
We're easy. We are literally whores. We will do what you tell us to do. Just send us the beer.
Scott's going to add a new Chiron bottom third, which will be his mailing address.
Right,
send all gifts to
3015 Rigel Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89102. Yeah. Please ship your beer to us. Wouldn't that be funny? It's like next week, a bunch of beer shows up. That'd be hysterical. That's 3015 Rigel. Okay. He continues. Chill these babies 24 hours to about 33 or 34 degrees. Clearly a Canadian fan. Drink them straight from the bottle. Stout, skunky, smooth going down. I knew a girl like that. This beer has a really
not a good image.
That's not right. This beer has a really good buzz factor on about number 4 or so. Number 4 out of 10 or number 4 out of 5? That's a good question, right? Wishing you guys the best time and thanking you all for the valuable information, plus good times while learning about the city. We feel way more up to speed on Vegas than we thought possible after a week of watching these videos, Jake. By the way, P.S., you can drink these with a lime, which is not bad at all. I hate drinking beer with lime. Even the Corona, I wouldn't touch a lime with it.
Really? You don't like the lime and the Corona?
Can't stand it.
So you don't like the lime and the coconut?
I don't. But it's like Budweiser created the lime beer, lime, whatever it was. I mean, I think I told that once. They brought a bunch of that at the Effingham. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? All right, next up is Michael, or MB. This is from November.
Wow, you're so current.
Killing it.
So good.
Go, baby.
All right, dear Scott and Mr. Drinky Pants, or intern to be named later.
That was a rejection.
Does he know something I don't know?
No.
Michael says, I've only found you guys a few weeks ago, and I'm planning a trip to Vegas in January and could use some tips.
That is two new viewers who felt compelled to write us. You know why they did that? They didn't know we don't normally read these emails.
Exactly. He's probably thinking, guys, it took him. Well, actually, this is November 17th. That's only two shows ago.
It's not bad.
The last LIV Living in Las Vegas show I saw was number 239. Likely, time you get this, it'll be 6 years later. Another two of show would have passed me. I cannot catch the full episode in one bite. Why not?
Why not?
Yet change the relaxed after work drinks unwinding pace of the show.
I'm sorry. The reason why we do this show this long is for two reasons. A, live chat demands it. B, we want you to think of us as Calgon. Take us away.
I think that's what he says. He says, I don't want to change the relaxed after-work drinks unwinding pace of the show.
Yeah, but he's got to watch the whole thing.
I do have a few notes on my mind to share.
Please do.
Number one, hockey. When I last visited Vegas 2 years ago, a local paper had a story about the troubles of the Las Vegas minor league team, which was the ECHL, and its rank, the Orleans. Now, talk of an NHL team is real. The Coyotes moving seems to be fit. Coyotes are not moving. Am I mistaken about the lack of support of the minor league team? Yes, you are. 100% mistaken. The minor league team actually had very good support. What it did not have was good management. It did not have a good lease at the Orleans.
Where are they now?
They moved because you cannot. There's never been.
How big is the
Orleans? Professional sports team, 7,000. And they were selling out quite a bit.
Really?
But even towards the end, they're still drawing 4,000 or so. It's a perfect venue for the ECHL.
Okay.
The problem was they only got tickets revenue. So you bought a beer, you bought popcorn, you bought they didn't get any of that revenue.
Well, nobody gives that shit away.
Well, that's why it's a bad lease.
Yeah.
And they couldn't make enough on the ticket revenues because the tickets to go to a minor league game are $10. $5, $10, giveaway nights, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So they got souvenirs and they got...
Oh, they got...
Well, their own souvenirs, right? And they got ticket money.
Okay.
There's no parking fee. It's free to park, so there's no parking to split.
Right.
So every time you bought a beer, that went into the Orleans pocket.
Right,
plus, you're paying rent to be there.
Right, right.
And you're at their mercy. Number 1A, I'm from Chicago, over by there. And the Blackhawks fans traveling well in this case, don't get me started on former ownership or over-expansion, over by there. Yeah, the Blackhawks. I'm a big believer in the NHL. I love the NHL coming to Las Vegas. I've got my money down for some season tickets. I think it will be successful for just that reason. The Blackhawks, when they come to town, fans will come to town to watch the Blackhawks. Plus, there are probably 10,000 Blackhawk fans already in Las Vegas that'll go to the game anyway.
Boom.
So they'll be there. Number 2, I subscribe to a music download service called eMusic. I search for a Scott Whitney, and I only come up with one album. Yeah. Could you talk about getting your music out there onto the web? Why would you not pick up your Christmas CDs?
Yeah, so that's completely based upon my decision. Oh. So what ends up happening was I went with it's basically a third-party thing. So a lot of musicians will heard of CD Baby, which I don't really care for. I found another company. I think they're called TuneIn. And I used them for the Jazzathon CD to go to the big guys that I wanted to go to, including the people that you're talking about. But there's a cost involved with that. And I thought, well, you know, I want to put Good Jazzathon out there because it's a more recent CD. It's kind of fun, and I like it and all that kind of stuff. And the only reason why they don't have the Christmas CDs is because I haven't decided to pay the money to do that distribution.
Okay, fair enough. One other thought, he says, could you mention the After Hours open mic for the show people again? I think it was on a Tuesday. That was over at...
Is that the
Valley View and Valley View and Sahara, the bar over there? Used to be the old Venetian bar restaurant. It's now
Valley View and you mean Urban Rye?
Yes,
that's open mic.
He said open mics on Tuesday night for the show people. Show up and sing and dance and have a good time or something.
No, that sounds more like
the mixology night.
No, he's talking about Kelly Clinton's thing over at Bootlegger on Monday nights.
Okay.
Entertainment people go down there and sing and dance and sing and tell jokes and do musical stuff, and it's awesome.
Monday nights at the Bootlegger.
Bootlegger.
The Bootlegger.
Yeah. That's on
Las Vegas Boulevard around Warm Springs.
Yes, it's outstanding, by the way. It's a great and Kelly is just a sweetheart. She's a hardworking gal, and I like her. Okay. Last question. This is from Christina, who's a longtime listener and viewer, and because it's a girl.
Is this the Christina that just had the baby?
Yep.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Christina, you know I'm the one who reads the girls. Getting caught up with a few episodes I missed during the chaos of the new Bambina. I recently watched the episode where you described the Golden Tiki as what Walt Disney would create if he were here to make a bar. He did make a tiki bar. It's called Trader Sam's.
Yeah.
It's been around since 2011, and they just opened up a second one over in the Disney World this year.
Boom.
I know how you like the Disneyland.
I do.
So you'll have to go next time you're there.
We've been.
It's great. Just thought I'd mention it since you seem like a tiki bar kind of guy.
I am a tiki bar kind of guy.
I hope all is well with you and the Melissa.
Oh.
Love the Christina.
She's a sweetheart.
No mention of the Brett.
Let me just say this about that. She doesn't mean to exclude you.
Yes, she does.
She just doesn't care for you.
Apparently.
I'm just kidding. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so unused to doing this. That was the listener email.
For 2015.
We did it. I'm so unbelievably proud of us. Congratulations.
We did it. We did. That's the fourth quarter edition. We do it once a quarter.
Yeah, we don't want to push it. All right, here we go. Real quick stories. Number one, Vegas Video Network tomorrow at 6:00. We have a new show premiering. It's called Girl Chat Sports. Here's their tagline. We may not have balls, but we can cover them.
Very nice. Is
two women doing a sports talk.
It's Caitlyn Jenner and...
No, that's not a woman. We know
these cats had been on the network before, had they not?
So they were in a co-op before.
Okay.
And so it's the only all-woman sports talk show in Vegas and arguably in the world. And they are a couple young gals, super. You know what I like about them? They're super enthusiastic. They really enjoy sports, and they're just super excited about being on the network and getting out there. And they're so smart. They're going to have an after viewing party over at the Golden Spike. I mean, it's that kind of stuff. I dig it. So check them out tomorrow, VegasVideoNetwork.com/live at 6 p.m. It's called Girl Chat Sports. Okay, check them out. All right, last week I was in Effingham, and I learned a valuable lesson. Here's what it's like to drink. Oh, phooey. I forgot the damn. I had a check. A bill for the drinks, and it was insane how cheap it was. But to give you an idea, A Long Island iced tea in Las Vegas, I don't know, $10, $15, $20?
$12.50 at least.
Yeah, Long Island iced tea in Effingham, $3.50. Now remember, kids, that's four alcohols plus something else.
A splash of Coke.
Yeah, $3.50 on Saturdays. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the greatest place in the world. But wait a minute, let's get special. Specialty drink, you're going to do a specialty martini in Las Vegas, you're $20 in. Oh, unless you get the citrus-infused martini at this location, it's $6. We probably had probably had 20 drinks among us all. It probably cost us $70. It was unbelievably cheap. It was the greatest thing I've ever seen before. All right, next one. We're not going to do that magic thing. I saw this when I landed at the airport.
Okay.
How would you like to be able to do this? Would you like to rent or book an entire hotel?
The Artisan, that's in Las Vegas, right down the road there. You can book the entire hotel.
You can book the entire Artisan. And
that tells you how empty it is.
Yeah. So this is it's kind of a really weird little hotel.
When they redid it, it's actually pretty cool because I was there for a couple parties.
It is. It's kind of a punk, not punk, it's kind of a velvety, what would you call that? Alice in Wonderland kind of vibe, right? So you can book the entire hotel for $7,500. 702-919-7014. I've never seen that before. Have you ever seen that before?
No.
Yeah, it actually, we went, I'm like, what the, is that that's got to be wrong. No. Let's get the hotel. Now, I don't know how many rooms. I think it might be,
It's probably 100. Around 100.
But can you imagine?
But they redid all the rooms. They made them bigger, and they made them themed-oriented and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, because we had them as a sponsor on the shopping show for a while. But
Have you been there recently?
No, I was there for a party maybe a year and a half ago in the summer out of the pool area.
Yeah. Small pool.
Nice. Yeah, but it's very nice. But completely redone.
It plays that kind of a fuzzy, punky kind of Alice in Wonderland. Perfect. Just perfect. Right. But, hey, if you got $7,500, how cool of a party would that be?
Yeah.
So that's my goal for next year. We're going to do a big meetup, Vegas Video Network. We're going to be huge by that point.
We're going to pay $7,500 and rent the Artisan?
$7,500, we're going to do it at the Artisan.
I think the Artisan will be meet a wrecking ball by next summer. If you're doing that, does that not scream desperation? Hey, we need your money. We have no guests.
It is.
Bring your pets. Bring whatever you want. Just bring me $7,500.
Bring your pets.
Take the whole damn place.
Is that a Doberman? Bring him in.
Yeah, well, by the way, the kitchen's closed. All right, so what are you going to do in this hotel for $7,500?
Drink and swim in that little mini pool.
Well, not in the weather we have now. It's been chilly.
Do they have a jacuzzi? They do have a jacuzzi. They have a raised.
Well, how many people for $7,500 can you get in there?
It's three.
In the jacuzzi.
Well, exactly. What do you want?
$2,500 a room.
Those are the three.
Stay at the Artisan. Don't mind the guy pissing in the bushes at a half a block away.
Let me just say this about
Highland
that.
And.
If the Vegas Video Network rents out the Artisan for that $7,500, I'm in that fucking jacuzzi.
Yeah, I would think so.
I win.
Yeah.
Rest of you guys can fight it out. All right, finally, for the RQS. You know what that is?
That's the old Stardust.
Nope.
Then the answer is no, I don't know.
It's the Lucky Dragon Hotel and Casino. Ever heard of it?
Is that the former Stardust?
Nope.
All right, what is it? No.
It's the Lucky Dragon Hotel and Casino. This is located on Sahara and Las Vegas Boulevard, just west of the souvenir shop.
Oh, so across the street there.
Yeah.
Right where they had the Rio Fest or whatever.
No, it's across the street from Rio Fest. It is
literally. It's on Sahara, though.
It's on Sahara, the north side of Sahara.
Oh.
Yeah.
By Golden Steer?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah. They built this thing in a New York second. So they got this far in no time. Man, they got a boatload.
And they just ran out of money?
Yep.
No,
they got a boatload of press here about how fast they're building and how aggressive they are. And it's a smart move. And it's, you know, the Asian market. It's close to Chinatown. And when Resort World, blah, 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 blah. And then they said, yep, we've done the top. We've topped off the height of the casino, the hotel casino. and we're out of money. So what we'd like, if you'd be okay there, city, we'd like $25 million in subsidies. And Las Vegas is like, well, let's talk about that. And they talked about it a couple days ago, and the city rejected it. They said, no. And here's what's funny. So other casinos got involved and said, wait a minute. If you're giving out money, we want to get in line.
Right.
If you're giving these fuckers $25 million, and actually, I think it was the El Cortez was the guy who got quoted. He's like, yeah, we want to get in line.
Well, they're in the city. The we'll people on the strip are not.
Right. So everything, by the way, what Brett is saying is that Las Vegas starts at Sahara and goes north.
Right.
The strip itself is actually in the county of Clark County. It's not in Las Vegas proper. So they said, nope, we're not going to do it. And so, is this going to be another property that gets built? Is it going to be a Fountain Blue? Small, is a 200-room version of Fountain Blue?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I don't, it reminds me so much of when, was it Encore? Not Encore. Where Resort World is now. I forget what they were calling that before. But that place in Fountain Blue and actually almost City Center, these guys are building and they're betting on the come, and then it didn't work out. And now they're like, I just don't understand the business model. How do you get money in the beginning? Because these guys have got all kinds of funding to get to this. I mean, they're close to, they're finished with the structure, with the bones, with the skeleton. That costs some money.
Sure, of course.
Somebody had to say, a bank or whoever said, yep, I think I'm going to believe in you. Here you go. And then they stopped. They ran out of money. I don't fucking get that. It pisses me off that people think that's the way to go. It makes me crazy.
The Echelon was the other one.
Echelon. Thank you. So I don't know what's going to happen with it. I was a little surprised. I haven't been down by the strip in that north area for a while until today. And I drove by. I'm like, what the hell is that? I'm like,
right.
Oh, that's this lucky dragon that everybody keeps talking about. So I took that picture and did some research. And I'm like, I thought I heard that it was stopped. I'm like, yeah, it was absolutely stopped. Okay, chat questions. We've got a couple. First one, Danny wants to know, is there any way that I can ask a question that will piss both Brett and Scott off at the same time?
Ooh. Okay.
Yes. So we're not going to answer
the answer
question.
Is yes.
Yes. The next question is from Steve I. Steve wants to know, how is online poker doing in Vegas?
That's a good question, because I haven't heard a whole lot. I've talked to a couple of buddies of mine who are involved in online poker, but they're not involved locally in Vegas with online poker. So. Right. I really couldn't give you an answer in that regard. I know a lot of people who play, but they still prefer to go and play live as opposed to playing online.
Yeah, I think that I know one person who has a pretty close relationship with how that was going for one of the properties here, and he said it was underperforming.
Yeah.
I think it was big when it started, and it was, you know, it's a pretty sexy thing. I don't think it has it clearly doesn't have the weight that they thought it would do.
Well, you need the whole country to be able to do it.
Yeah.
And then it'll be fine.
Right. And that's actually a great point. So you can do that here in Nevada proper, but if you're in Utah, well, you can't do anything, but if you're in Utah, you can't do that. Right. And that's part of the issue. So, you know, if you're Caesars, you'd like to have Bill from Poughkeepsie be able to bet at Caesars in Poughkeepsie.
Right.
And that's not what's happening. So it's a pretty.
Well, the biggest thing is you have Sheldon Adelson, the owner of the Venetian and the Palazzo,
who's scared to shit of this.
Who's the one who's squashing it?
And what's interesting about that is why do you think that is? Because he doesn't have an answer. So the stations guys have an answer, and Caesars has an answer.
I'm sure he can have an answer, but he's of the mind that I want people here in Vegas gambling and not anywhere else.
Yeah, but that's a mistaken move.
He's also 80 plus years old.
Yeah, and everything he's done, you know, God bless the Palazzo and all that good stuff. It's a great property.
Beautiful property.
But here's the deal. Everything he's put money in from a political standpoint in the last, say, 2-3 years has been a complete pissing away of his money. Millions of dollars.
Oh,
everybody he backs, yeah, probably 100 million. Everybody he backs, he fucks up. I think he's not paying attention. So the online poker thing, this is the same thing for me and like marijuana, drugs. I say you should not regulate what people want to do with their personal lives. You want to smoke pot? Fuck, smoke pot. I don't care. I know you don't agree with that.
No.
But I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. It's there, pot is no worse than alcohol. It's absolutely. I've never in my life seen anybody high try to punch me or
you must not have been standing in front of the pizza guy when he showed up at the place.
What are you talking about?
The pot guy's, you know, he's waiting for his pizza because he stood between him and the pizza guy.
No, they're like, dude, can I get
dude, get out of the video waiting
but
my pizza.
But they're not going to swing at anybody. They're like,
no, I'm just
dude, I would really like that pizza.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. Regulating morality is bullshit. Let people do what they're going to do. And if it's bad for you, well, then you're going to know. It's bad for you. But don't buy. It's the same thing with gambling for me. What they're trying to do is protect dumb people.
From themselves.
That's what it is.
Protecting people from themselves.
Yeah, but come on.
And have you looked around the U.S. today?
It's not my problem.
We got a lot of dumb fucks.
It's not my problem, though. And it's not the government's problem to protect dumb people from being dumb fucks. The reason why...
Have you not noticed that we live in a nanny state?
Yeah, but I think it's bullshit. I think it's the
wrong
play.
Well, I agree with
that. I think just look, if gambling isn't illegal, if it's okay to do, it's okay to do here. It's okay to do in a lot of...
Basically everywhere. But
yeah.
The thing with the gambling is they're all protecting their own lotteries, their own state-run gaming. Things.
Right.
No, we couldn't possibly have gambling here, but we generate $100 million every couple of weeks in Powerball.
And that is the rub.
Right.
Right.
It's just hypocrisy.
It's a bullshit. That's exactly what it is.
I agree with that.
So I think that's just lame. I said, look, open it up. See what's going on. Let everybody fight it out.
I think with the cannabis or the marijuana part, yeah, you've got a couple states that are legalized. And we'll see let's give it 4 or 5 years and see how it goes. Let's see the unintended consequences.
Right.
Because there are some.
Well,
now you might not think they're important, but they are. For example, a very large percentage of the weed sold in Colorado is smoked in other places. People are coming across the border, buying, driving it back across into Wyoming.
But that just proves my point that this whole state by state is bullshit. Make it a federal law, and that stops that problem.
Right now, the federal law is illegal. They're ignoring the federal law.
I know. But that's why I'm saying it's bullshit. Here's the other thing. There was just a report by a right-wing thing that says that it caused brain damage. Let's say it's true. So does alcohol. And that's legal as well. So it's okay to drink alcohol, but it's not okay to smoke pot. They both will have brain damage or liver damage or whatever. They will both hurt you if you do too much of it.
Right.
So again, I don't think that the idea of legislating morality is a good idea. Let people, if they're not hurting me, let them do stuff.
So like prostitution.
Let it happen.
No worries.
Let it happen. Okay. Because the reason why prostitution is a problem is because it's an illegal thing. There's pimps, and that's a bad thing. If it's in Pahrump, which holy shit, what else are they going to do in Pahrump? But if it's in Pahrump, it's illegal. Let them do it. If that's what you want to do with your life, it's not my responsibility to say you can't do it. It's just not my job. I don't think it's the right thing to do. I don't think that's how you should make a living. But it's not my fucking responsibility to decide this is what you should do with your life.
Right.
If that's what you feel good about, then go ahead and do it. And again, if there's pockets where that's allowed, why is it allowed there but not there? Why is it? So this is the kind of thing that just doesn't make any sense to me. Let it happen. And by the way,
that's the fundamental difference is you're all for the federal part of it, where the Constitution, if it's not in the Constitution, that means it's up to the states to decide. And that's why the states should have the ability to decide that.
Well,
because what works in Nevada doesn't work in Massachusetts, and what works in Florida doesn't work in California.
But you just got done arguing that if people are coming to Colorado to get high and they're moving back and they're going back to Utah and smoking.
They're going to Wyoming. That's what they're doing.
Or whatever.
Well, I'm not making the argument. I'm just telling you there's unintended consequences.
Yeah, but so what? So all that means is that
that's just one of them.
But I'm going to tell you right now, the overall harm. That, by the way, I don't smoke pot. I had a really bad experience with pot, and I don't smoke it anymore. And the reason why I don't smoke it...
Because you had a bad experience.
And it's unregulated.
Right, that's
You don't know what you get. If I buy a bottle of wine, and it says it's 7.8% alcohol, I know exactly what I'm going to get. If I have a Honey Jack, I know exactly what I'm going to get. The problem with pot in the unregular world is you don't know what you're going to get.
That's good.
So I smoked, I got high with a guy and it had PCP in it. That was a problem for me.
Sure.
And so that's why I stopped, because I didn't know what I was going to get. If it's regulated, and Now, I don't know this, but, you know, in Colorado, and it's supposed to be here at some point, if you go and do one of these dispensaries, all these things are the same. So Maui Wowie here and Maui Wowie over there is the same pot, basically, right? Well, that now you know. And if you've had Maui Wowie once, you know, okay, if I smoke a joint, that's it's the equivalent of three beers or whatever it is. I don't know. That's the problem. But the idea of saying, no, we're going to regulate everybody's fucking job because we don't trust you to be
a person. Well, another factor is, though, people are out doing stuff. And, okay, at least we have a DUI test if somebody's been drinking to do a breathalyzer. You don't have that ability to check on a driver, an impaired driver, who's not doing that. Quickly as you can with that. So there's some things to work out. I'm not saying I'm never going to be in favor of it. I'm just not yet.
Yeah, so I think that's an interesting point about the DUI thing. So you're talking about a breathalyzer or an instant test. Blood. Yeah, so that I don't know that there isn't something. I don't know that there is, but I don't know that there isn't a test for that. Let's say there's not. You can still, there's still some physical signs of being high.
But are they impaired?
Well, so
are they under the influence?
Yeah, so they're still impaired. So you are impaired if you're high.
But what's the threshold?
Well,
When's the last time you had a beer? I mean, when's the last time you had a joint? Well, I had a beer an hour ago.
That's a good point.
I had a joint. I don't know.
That's a good point. That's a reasonable argument. So the argument then simply is this: okay, there's got to be a level of too much pot, and I don't know what that test is.
Right.
I mean, clearly it's in your bloodstream.
Sure, everybody's different.
And then clearly, I don't know if there's a urine test for that. I think there is.
I think it's a hair test. It's probably the quickest.
Yeah, that's not an immediate thing.
Right.
So yeah, I don't know. That's actually a good point.
That's all.
So your argument is not that smoking pot is bad. Your argument, it sounds like, is you can't test the amount of pot smoke in real time.
That's
to see
part
if
of it.
There,
but I think there's some studies that indicate there are some issues with.
But the same with alcohol, though.
Sure, but not everybody drinks. Okay.
Not everybody gets high. So that argument doesn't play out.
Well, there's still stuff to work out with it. That's all I'm saying.
I actually think the interesting argument that you've just done is that you can't test in real time the level of highness. Right. And I think that's an argument
they'll do a blood test, but you're not doing Jimmy 2G says they'll do a blood test. Yeah, but they got to take you back to the station to do that blood test. So how long does it take you to get back to the station? How long are you at the station before they do the blood test? How long before the blood test results are read? You're talking about a lot of man hours potentially on the street for one guy who might have been driving under the influence or might not have been.
Yeah.
Are police officers going to go through that process? I don't know that they are.
Well, probably not. We just saw the answer in the live chat. This is why the live chat is so cool. Pop says, dude, donuts. So you walk up to a guy and say, how you doing? Can I see your license and your registration? Yeah, sure. I've got some maple donuts in the back. What? Get out of fucking car.
Would you like a donut or a Domino's pizza? Pizza. Pizza.
How many slices? All of it. We're going to have to ask you out of the car. I love that. All right. And to all my pot smoking friends. Freaking. What's that?
No, Access Vegas gives up a great point. If you get pulled over for a DUI.
No, you never do a DUI test.
You don't do anything. Unless, I've talked to my attorneys about this. There's two thoughts. If you deny the field test, okay, you're automatically going to have your license suspended because you're denying the test. Even if you pass or don't pass, eventually, it's harder to be convicted, but you're going to lose your license. Mm-hmm. Now, if you know for sure that you are not under the influence, then you do them. And pass. But if there's any question at all that you might not, you're going to say, I'll take the 6 months of no license.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Versus having the fine of a DUI.
Are you sure about that? Yeah. Can't you just say, I'm not going to take the piss test, but I'll take your blood test, which takes you back to the station?
Right, and you're buying time,
yeah,
hoping that you're going to pass.
Yeah.
But if you say, I don't want to do anything.
Yes, that I know.
Then your license is gone for 6 months.
Yeah.
But you do not have a conviction for a DUI, which is obviously going to save you
money.
Does
it stop it right then and there? Oh, that's interesting.
Consult with your local attorney.
But you will, that's really interesting. You know, to that, by the way, that's a good story.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Have a big gulp on me.
Have a big gulp on me. All right, it's time for Have a Joint on Me, the new segment sponsored by KSHP Radio. We want you to be high. while you're watching our show. Okay, have a drink on me. This is a part of the show where we show you a picture of a lovely little bar or lounge or maybe a pub that we have visited. And if you can guess where I've been, oh, you can win some magical stuff. Really, Scott? That sounds unlikely. No, it's true.
It's very good stuff.
What can you win, my friend?
Well, you can win the hottest souvenir in Las Vegas. It's the Vegas Video Network visor. Comes in every color as long as you like black.
Or we got a cream one, by the way.
We have one that's been creamed on. We also have for you fabulous music. The holidays are here. Christmas Acoustic 1 and 2. And also, if you don't like the holidays, fuck you. Here's a good jazz-a-thon. And finally, you can have a nice Chianti. Bring the fava beans. Because it's have a cocktail and a glass of wine.
Very well done, Mr.
How do you know that your Chianti is a real Italian Chianti, Scott Whitney?
How? Brett Grant.
When the label has the rooster, the red rooster, on the label up top when you first crack it open.
Really?
Then you know it is a real Italian Chianti. Well, this one says it's from Italy.
How about that? I had that.
Did you have that? Well,
was that pretty good?
You got the cockle doodle doo right there, motherfucker.
I'm a motherfucking pimp.
Got the cockle doodle doo.
So, did we have that planned out? Feels like we did.
No, we didn't.
That's how good we are. Okay, here we are. Oh,
time for roll call.
By the way, Kelly, here's the deal. Your visor, I did find a black visor. I asked her, hey, would you like a cream one? She's like, no.
See, yeah.
I'm gonna have a black one.
That's a bad
one.
Choice. I really like it's a bad choice.
Well, hold on. It's not a bad looking visor.
It is ugly.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's
good
looking? No, I don't.
Red.
Well, I just don't like it.
Hold on.
You got to go with the red. You got to go with the green. You go with the blues.
That's a good looking visor.
Only if you have zero character. And you're Mr. Vanilla.
Oh, man.
Nope, I don't like it.
I really like that visor.
Nope, don't like it.
Well, good thing I ordered another one. Fuck.
A different color?
Yeah, I should call it khaki, not cream. You know what? It's a marketing issue. I screwed up the marketing.
It's tacky is what it is.
We have a khaki one. All right. We 17 of 19 correct answers. So we got 19 entries, 17 of which were correct. That means two were wrong. Here is last week's. Boop, boop, doop, doop, doop. Oh, wait, no, we're not doing that. There's a couple of rules. First of all, if you're in the live chat at the same time that we do this segment and you've got something entered in here and it's correct, what happens to them?
They get an extra entry.
Double their pleasure.
Double their fun.
Also, if you send us a video or a photo of you in the wild with one of the Gajazzathon CDs like this or maybe... You know, you're hanging out and you're very proud of yourself and you're showing you and them. Then we're going to give you another one as well.
Okay.
Right now, the trend is video. We've got
they are doing
video.
The videos.
And of course, something happens that's magical if you get involved with this. If you're a winner or even if you just buy.
Because
you can, by the way, you can buy these.
They are at $94 a piece. It's a black. It's a Cyber Monday sale.
That's
on a terrific Tuesday.
That seems high, but there's a chance that if
it's gold plated,
you get. Why did you tell them that?
Oh, see, I
don't want them to know.
I blew the secret.
I want them to find out.
I'm sorry.
They're like, is that gold?
Yeah.
Vegas Video Network is the best place in the world.
Yeah, it's gold sequins.
But you know what ends up happening? If you get one of these visors and you put it on your head, what happens? You become a part of the...
Galaxy of God.
There's Mike, who tried to cheat. There's Scott. There's Chanel, but you want to say Chan. Oh, my God. There's Alan, who writes really long things. That's his wife. She's very nice. It's Pops. He thinks he's Spielberg. Oh my God, there's Terry. There's me and Jackie. Oh my God, there's Tristy. She just had a baby. There's Brett's dad.
Hey, Pops.
He's much nicer than his son. There's Don and Wayne. There's Mike. Don't fuck with Mike.
He's got guns.
He's got lots of ammo. There's Danny. Oh, there's Mike again. That fucker slipped in one more time. I know that guy.
Me. That's that Brett. Hair.
He's a good-looking man, but can't be trusted. Okay, so you're going to send your email, by the way, to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. Again, haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com.
All right, last week's, we had 19 entries.
And here is last week's.
We had two losers.
Entry. We had two losers, which is a positive way of
saying. Two people who have no idea how to use Google.
People who can't Google or use the interweb. Okay, here's last week's. I'm going to give the hints again because these were really good hints, and we had two people not get it. The first one was, I don't care. East Side Lounge was it. We had a couple misses. Everybody got the right property, but they did not get the right name. Okay, let us begin.
East Side and down, rolling out.
Wait, this hint here, East Side, that's a giveaway, people. Yeah. All right, ready? And we've got Tom Uglin. Tom was in the live chat recently. Let's double check. Tom's in there. Double for Tommy. Boom.
What's his last name?
Tom U.
Oh, Tom U.
Just Tom U.
Tom U.
Monica Fagan.
I hadn't seen the Monica today.
Nope, no binkies. Sorry.
David's there.
Stand by.
No relation.
Craig Daughtry.
Tom says, I'm waving.
Hello. Craig Daughtry calls himself Vegas Dog 222, but I've not seen a Vegas Dog 222. I'm sorry. Andy from New Hampshire. I don't believe Andy is in there.
Andy from the New Hampshire.
Which is a lovely little burg. Erin Perry. We know she's. By the way, Erin made this.
She did. It's beautiful.
Can't see it now because the hat's in the way. But now, if you move it, we'll never work it again.
There it is.
She made that.
It's three dimensional.
It's pretty cool,
now,
right?
That's the souvenir you want to get.
That's the best souvenir in the whole wide world. All right, keeping on. We've got Scott Van Fleet. It was Kid Dakota. Kid was in there. But I think he has since left. Oh, I don't see him. I'm sorry, kid. And then Jimmy 2Gs. We know Jimmy's in there. He's making it happen. God bless Jimmy 2Gs, the greatest mafia name of all time.
Yeah, he's part of the witness protection program.
Oh, why wouldn't he be?
Absolutely.
We've got ourselves Dave Fagan. Is Davey in there?
Dave Fagan is
in there. By the way, here's what Dave says. He wrote some stuff, and then he said, much love.
Very nice.
You know what I like about that? He's in touch with his. He's not afraid to say.
I hope everybody had a nice Thanksgiving. We didn't say that.
He's the kind of guy that I would like in my family. Maybe now he may be a gun-toting fuck, but I don't know. But he said much love, and most gun-toting fucks don't say much love.
No.
So Dave.
They say much ammo.
Much. God bless you. Kevin Whip from Canada, who was a recent winner, and I asked him, "Would you like a?" Not cream, it's camouflage. No, it's khaki, which is like a khaki thing. Let me know. I'll send that out to you right away. There you are, Kevin. And then Steve I, the wise guy. Steve is in the live chat. He's always in the live chat. He's one of the greatest. He says, by the way, he's a big fan. Keep the great show going and over.
Over.
Give me the over.
He's got the
live
over.
Live chat likes the over, people. Okay, let's do some printing. First up, Kelly Cowley.
We'll get to read.
Kelly gets to say.
Kelly says hello.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry I've not been in the live chats the last few weeks. I've been working pretty early in the a.m., have listened the next day. This week's Have a Drink on Me is the East Side Lounge at the Encore.
Well done.
I have not been there yet, but I will make it a point to go in December when staying at the Wynn. Any suggestions on a drink I shall have? Love the show, Kelly Cawley. P.S. My visor still has not been delivered to me.
I know.
Scott.
I'm trying.
Kelly just told you he's going to ship it by the end of the week.
We've ordered.
Good Lord, how impatient can you be, Kelly?
I'm trying to find, we're back ordered a little bit on the visors. They're very fancy. Okay. So Kelly is in there, and in answer to your question, what kind of drink? This is kind of a pretty huge Manhattan.
You like the Manhattan?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying, yeah, martinis, maybe a Hennessy, maybe a Cavassier.
Ooh.
Get fancy on me.
A Dave Cavassier.
Get a Dave Cavassier, who's a Channel 8 news anchor. Here we go. Next up.
Oh, Ron Futrell is back on TV locally. He was the former sports dude, and just he's back on Channel 8.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
He's actually teaches a journalism class at UNLV. Go fight win.
And
he's also in charge of some droning kind of thing.
He must be thrilled drone by news. That because he's been hustling trying to get back on air since 2010. Because he approached the Vegas Video Network.
Did he
about doing something?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, when we first.
And you said I'll have none of that.
No. It wasn't a fit. Okay. But he must be. Is he doing sports?
Yeah.
He must be on thrilled. The weekends, he must be thrilled by that. Good for him. Alan Perry.
AP not in the house.
Alan writes, hey, Scott and Brett.
Hi.
The Haddam Bar for this week is Eastside Lounge at Encore. Aaron and I regularly drink at this bar when we are staying at Encore or the Wynn. By the way, it's not the Wynn. It's Wynn Las Vegas is the official name, in case you care. I believe that the Haddam photo shows Michael Mongi or Mongi or Mingi. I've gotten many things. Performing at the Eastside Lounge, we really enjoy his old-timey Vegas lounge act. Alan Perry, well done, Alan.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that guy. I haven't heard him play, but apparently he's kind of neat. Michael Snow. Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the land, snow is glistening.
I'm walking around.
Michael says.
Walking around in women's underwear. Oh, I missed the live show this week because I was touring Las Vegas Tuesday night. Thanks to your tips. It was very informative.
Oh.
Secret handshake and all. This week's bar is the Eastside Lounge.
I think that's Chicago Snowman.
Is that you, Mr. Snowman? Double me, please.
Holy crap, it's Chicago Snowman.
He's here.
He's in the live chat.
Shy Snow.
Yeah, it's. I recommend that in your Haddam entry that you put your live chat thing in there.
I think he did.
Because
ignored it,
he didn't,
Mr.
No,
Snow.
He didn't. No, he didn't. It's in his email address is that, but it's not in the actual email itself.
Okay.
So, Michael, we're gonna give you a demerit. Just kidding. All right.
Well, now we know his first name.
That's right. Next up, Michael. Danny Ackerman.
And I'm sure a video. Oh, no, not a pose. To win would be great. Eastside Lounge is the answer. This is a haiku.
Nice! Haiku, for those who don't know, it's a poem that does not rhyme, but has the five-syllable. That's how that works.
That's very good.
It is good,
good
right?
Good job.
By the way, Mike asked a question. Does the $20 sandwich work at MGM? Of course, Mike doesn't realize that we were done with that part of the show. God bless Mike. But the answer is yes, I did that at the MGM, and it was very, very good. They couldn't get me a room, so instead they gave me $150 in comp. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Finally, Shannon, male Shannon, Neon Vegas, who was in the live chat
and
continues to be in the live chat. So Shannon, Neon Vegas. Shannon writes, well, Scott, you got a little tricky this week. Yes, I did. But because I think that's Michael Mongi Manji Manji, whatever his name is, in the background. Let me put that graphic up again so you can see that. I'm going to say the answer is Eastside Lounge and not the Encore Lobby, which, by the way, is what some mistaken things. Michael puts on a very good show, actually a pretty good show, for $10. I didn't know that they charge for this bar. No drink minimum. For about 3 hours, you really can't beat it. By the way, you guys are great. Keep up all the awesome entertainment on your network. Until next time, Shannon. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Shannon.
So I didn't know that they charged to get in there. Is that right? That seems...
I did not know that.
By the way, if he wins, Shannon will be taking the khaki visor.
Oh, okay. Somebody's got to take it.
All right, that was uncalled for, and no one likes that kind of
A sucker's born every day. Way to go,
again,
Shannon.
Again, really?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Next up, we've got some video.
Oh, we do.
Here we go.
We got Danny's video?
No, Danny didn't do a video today. Danny was busy moving and doing
stuff. She was traveling around. Yeah, she was moving on to the Thanksgiving.
She moved on Thanksgiving the Friday thereafter, right, exactly. So first off, we've got Big Bobby. Here's
our good friend Robert.
That's right. Robert says the following, literally the next Steven Spielberg.
Hey, Scott and Brett. I'm looking forward to receiving my Vegas Video Network visor.
All right, so Bob, I get the hint.
Send it in to become part of the elite group of the Galaxy of Gods.
Galaxy of Gods.
This week's lounge was the Eastside Lounge at Encore Hotel. But before we show the video...
Boom, baby!
Now, this week's bar is the Eastside Lounge, which is located in the Encore Hotel and Casino.
It's beautiful.
A Wynn property. This lounge overlooks the resort pool and is open evenings until 4 a.m. and has live entertainment nightly. Michael Monge and his band are there from Wednesday through Sunday, performing songs made famous by Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Dean Martin, Elton John, Billy Joel, and many, many more.
Scott, one last thing.
Yes?
If you pull my name out, pick someone else's name out since I won last week. You guys have a good one. See you next week.
We can do that.
Excellent job, Bobby. Very good. But hold on.
Tomahawk said no.
Bob's not eligible.
Right.
Because he won last week. So Bob is a greedy mother.
So you got to take him out.
You got to take him out. There's one Bob. There's another Bob.
What do you call him?
There's probably a third in there, Robert.
No, I only put one in there.
All right, so
Bob. You put one, I put one.
You know what this is? This is Bob who goes, look at fucking Spielberg, baby.
He's good. He does a good job.
Even if I'm not allowed, I'm going in. And I'm going to test Scott and see if he's paying attention.
Well, he tried to pull the pops, which is let somebody else have it.
Well, but
you don't
he got
it,
involved.
Okay.
You have to.
He was okay if he did it next week.
Yeah.
Just not this week.
You got to watch these people. Okay, Bob. They all look friendly.
I'm sorry, Bob. I'm on your side.
You look at them all. They're very friendly looking. Now, and he's trying to. No, I said pick somebody else. No, Bob. You don't get to put a name in because you won last week. We're not greedy here at the Vegas Video Network. What we are, loving.
Yeah.
Okay.
And fair.
Fair. Finally, literally, put your feet up, kids. Go ahead and grab yourself a drink. It's the longest video we've ever received from anybody.
I hope you're being sarcastic.
No, I'm not. It's fucking incredibly long. And I'm looking at him like, what am I going to do with this? I'm like, okay, well, he actually worked hard.
To make sure it goes over.
He worked hard on this. Because I saw it. It's 4 minutes. I'm like, oh, what? Come on, Pops. What are you doing to me? So I'm like, all right, I'm going to just be ruthlessly and just knock this shit down. But you know what? He actually scripted this out. It's pretty
all right,
clear.
Let's watch it.
He had to. Okay, so I'm all right. Gene, the Pops machine, give it to me. We'll do some voiceover. The contest of voice in the head of Scott Whitney.
Man, 43 acres of acrylic and brass, 8 miles of chrome. Sort of learning how to play harmonica. Oh, hey kids. Wow, I didn't see you there. Our buddy Scott Whitney, very polite young man.
I think so.
Even if he's having to scold you about something, he's polite about it. Take last week, for instance. I stole 4 seconds of a really recognizable guitar riff from some washed-up rock and roll band that imploded due to their own excesses and addictions. And he mentioned that he had to sing over it to protect himself from the copyright police. This was never meant to make him have to work hard or any harder than he already does. He works incredibly hard. So this wasn't supposed to be a pain in his butt. And he was polite enough to scold me politely when what he really wanted to say was this. So
I'm going to pause this. Hold on. Pops, you old fuck. I don't have time to dodge fucking lawyers over your bullshit. Outstanding. Let's continue.
Kind of left me scrambling, thinking, can I come up with original content, stuff that's mine, without stealing something from somebody else? I dug around and found a box of stuff. Let's see what we got here. Open it up. Ho! Unleash the Kraken. Yeah, stuffed animals don't do much for symbols. Polishes them, though. Let's see what we got. Okay, we got 43 years of bar bands, so bumper music shouldn't be a problem. It's kind of old stuff. Most of it's on cassette. Apparently got a double cassette album here. We got rockets and drones and stuff to go boom.
Man, he put a lot of work in this, didn't he?
We got a wife and a kid. Always supportive. And a cat.
Did you hear that? Where's that Christmas tree?
Nobody on your lawn.
Along with the my son comes what we call the usual suspects, all his friends, bunch of tech geeks and video gamers, real technical, computerized type people, and a bunch of musicians hanging out. We just call them the usual suspects. I get a little help around.
Hold on, I just got to show this shot. Hold on. Stand by.
insanity. Having fun. Well, that comes with strings attached, don't it? All right, I might bring a lot of insanity in small doses, apparently. And of course, Pops being Pops, I'm always going to bring a sarcastic view of political correctness, coupled with a double dose of lack of respect for authority. And Scott made me drag myself into this century and get some upgraded software, but that might work out to his disadvantage, because that means I can probably resurrect the old Andy Kim. Yeah, we had a lot of fun with this, didn't we? And pretty much like Scott and Lasikum, Nevada, I got a sponsor. D's Nuts from Wetumpka, Alabama. Good for your heart if you got a black heart. Their slogan is, eat these nuts, good for your heart.
Or kill me if I do a video more than 2 minutes long.
The more you eat, the more your cholesterol will go down. Oh, wait. Y'all thought I was going to say, oh, now that would have just been childish and immature.
Good Lord, huh? Man. Kill me.
Oh, you can't. I can't give Danny shit ever again for doing a video. Pops, what the hell were you doing there?
All right, Pops. God bless your little heart. Let's say this.
New video rule.
Put the 4 minute measurement down.
Yeah.
Let's say no more than 2 minutes.
No, it's too
long. And preferably 1 minute. Bob's was 1 minute.
You got 1 minute.
Nice time.
Even 1 minute's a little
I think
stretch.
We'll do this. We'll do this. First of all, we're going to put your three in because you're playing by the rules. There's one for me, and then there's two for over there. I think we're going to create a new rule because we're allowed to do that.
He's obviously never heard of the Beatles and the two-minute pop song.
Yeah, right. So what we'll do this, if it's if you provide that content, you're three in. Oh, but if it's 2 minutes, we subtract one. If it's 3 minutes, we subtract two. If it's 4 minutes,
you get
then
none.
We get none, and we actually
we give you
put a second on your house.
We give your prize to Bob.
Right, Bob, the greedy bastard. Okay, all right. So ready?
There's a lot of pops in there.
A lot of pops.
As Kenny says, next week, turn in for the pop show.
All right. He's moving to Las Vegas. At some point, he'll be approaching the Vegas video network and goes, I have an idea for a show. Really? I've seen it. No.
Yeah.
We can't do it. There you go.
Let's pull out no pops.
No bueno.
We didn't. We pulled out a big fan. Keep up the great show going over.
Who is
Steve
it? Steve I, the wise guy.
Steve I.
Is a longtime supporter of the Vegas Video Network. Congratulations, Steve. You will win one of those, one of these.
One of them.
One of them. All right.
These does and dems. That's the way.
Way to go, Stevie.
Steve I, the wise guy.
Steve I. Okay, let's look at this week's Have a Drink. On moi. Boink.
That is, I've been there. I know exactly where that is. I can give you all the great clues.
You're a liar.
This is a former stop on the Walking Gourmet Tour. It used to be. It was.
Are you quite finished?
No. As you can see there, there's one of our fabulous sponsors of the Walking Gourmet at the very back of the table.
Are you quite finished?
No, I'm still going. I got 50 clues I can give you.
May I begin?
Go ahead.
Thank you so much for your allowing me to actually do the show that I wrote. Okay, here's our hint number one. It's located between a couple of Parisian-type properties. Hint number one, located. Don't look at me like that, you.
Oh, that's wrong already.
It's not Parisian?
No.
Is it Venetian? Well, that's not Parisian.
It's Italiano.
That's what I meant. Isn't that?
It's paisano.
Okay, sorry. That's not right.
Just say paisano when you get
paisano them. Type. Paisano. Yeah. Stand corrected. Located between a couple paisano type.
That'd be with an S, but that's beside the point.
Paisanos? How do you say it?
Paisano.
Paisano. Located between a couple paisano type properties. Wow, I thought that was Parisian. That's fucked up. Oh, yeah, Paris. That was dumb up. That was fucked up. I was so happy with the word Parisian that I was wrong. Okay, it's paisano. It's Italian. All right, fuck it. It's Venetian and Palazzo. It's around there. Okay, I've given you that. Next. If you like grapes or grain, this is the bar for you. If you like grapes or green, this is the bar for you. And hint number three, part of the name is as follows. A pair of parallel helixes intertwined about a common axis, especially that in the structure of a DNA molecule. No, I will not read that again.
Huh? Oh, which you read the first time.
Parallel helixes intertwined with a common axis, especially in a DNA molecule. If you know the name of this place, and who wouldn't, given my Parisian hint? By the way, I'll give you another hint because I screwed up on the Paris thing. This exact same bar is also in Town Square. If you know the name of this place, you're going to send that email to?
Well, you fucked that up about as well as Pops fucked up that video.
Was that
drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com. Have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com. And again, the clues are it's... between two Italian properties owned by Sheldon Adelson.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
If you like grapes or grain, you'll dig this.
And your third clue is basically gives people the name of the place if they're paying attention. But you read it so quickly that they have no chance.
Right. It's a pair of parallel helixes intertwined about a common axis, especially that in the structure of a DNA molecule. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, baby. And with that, I say unto you...
Hasta la vista, mofo. Hasta la vista,
babies. All right. Thanks for playing along, everybody.
It's located between two Indian establishments.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
One dot head and one dot.
Oh, shut the hell up. If you want to leave us a voicemail, you can do so by clicking on a little red tab on the right-hand side of the website, and then it'll pop up a little thing that you can start recording because you, smartly enough... microphone attached to your computer. By the way, we're on all the social media stuff. We're on iTunes. If you are watching or listening to us on iTunes, give us a 5-star review, won't you? If you're listening to us on, or watching us, I should say, on the YouTube, hey, give us a thumbs up and share us with your friends. We're also on the Roku, Stitcher, TuneIn, Chromecast, Apple, Google, and Fire TV, and of course, the Vegas Video Network. I'm your host, Scott Whitney. That there is Brett Grant. He is the fun guy. I am a fungus.
You're a fun guy. Very good.
That was awesome. We'll see you guys next week on the Living in Las Vegas show.
Bye-bye, bye, everybody. I'm not here next week, so have fun with
that. Oh, that's right. Right. Yeah, fuck. I forgot all about that. Yep. See you later. Bye. Thanks.
Love you.
Down. Killer of dreams.
Dream killer.
Didn't mean to kill your dreams. Okay.